Well, good morning. Pray all is well. We call this the youth message, but it's really the message for all of God's children because we're all young at heart. And we take the message from the 11 o'clock service and kind of, maybe get it down to a little bit of a lower level, for lack of a better term. There's nothing much about my message that are on the higher level, but I do take a little different attitude towards the Scripture and try to let us understand a little bit of what the Scripture means in the time that we're in. On the church calendar, this Sunday is called the Baptism of Jesus. So I want to share with you this morning from Mark's Gospel, chapter 4 through 11. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. This message was John the Baptist. He lived in the wilderness and was preaching that people should be baptized to show that they had turned from their sins and turned to God to be forgiven. People from Jerusalem and from all over Judea traveled out into the wilderness to see and hear John. And when they confessed their sins, he baptized them in the Jordan River. Now his clothes were woven from camel hair, and he wore a leather belt. His food was locusts and wild honey. He announced, "Someone is coming soon who is far greater than I, so much greater that I am not worthy to be his slave. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." One day, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee, and he was baptized by John in the Jordan River. And when Jesus came up out of the water, he saw the heavens split open and the Holy Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven saying, "You are my beloved Son, and I am fully pleased with you." Well, it rained over here today. But you know, after the rain, something wonderful happened. There was a rainbow in the sky. That's why I entitled my message today, "The Sign of Noah, God's Promise Never to Destroy the Earth Again by Water," right after the flood of Noah. But today I want to take another closer look of the very thing that is important to Jesus and to us as the whole church. This was a man that was very important. His name was John the Baptist. He was a cousin of Jesus. And his mother and Mary, the mother of Jesus, were related. Now, John was a little bit older than Jesus, about 6 months older, and grew up in two different towns or villages. But one day, when he received a call from God, he being John the Baptist, he listened to it. And John was asked by God to get things ready for Jesus, so that when Jesus began to teach and to preach, there would be some people ready to listen to him. John did his job very well when Jesus began his work. Amen? There were some men and women who followed him who already had been followers of John the Baptist. But one of the things that is really interesting, what he did was to baptize people. And when they said that they were sorry for their sins, John was all ready to help them to know how to receive God's grace for the forgiveness of sin. But John also knew that Jesus had a better way of bringing people closer to God. So he told everyone to listen to Jesus and follow him and follow what he says. John knew that he was only making the beginning. Just like back in Genesis, the beginning. It was the beginning of a new season with Jesus, the Son of God, manifested in the flesh. And brought along something to help us understand what John was talking about. You see, when he baptized only with water. But Jesus baptized with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is good for us. It's God's voice, a sign to people that Jesus was a special kind of person inside. That small, still voice that's in our heart sometimes, or sometimes we call it discernment, that we know there's something there. Well, maybe we think, that might be our conscience. But really and truly, it's the Holy Spirit allowing us to discern between good and evil. So the Bible story in Mark talks about how God said from heaven, "This is my son, I love him, and I am happy with his work." The people around Jesus who heard the voice knew that it was God speaking. And because they heard God speak, they trusted Jesus and believed in him and did do what he told them to do. You see, God's voice was like a sign to them, telling them that Jesus really was God's son. Now, Jesus didn't look any different than you and me on the outside. The Bible says that he was comely, meaning he was just like anyone else in the world of that day, what he looked like. So he needed a special kind of sign to show them more than just a regular old person. He was the Son of God. And just like the heart symbol sometimes that shows us what's on the inside of something that we buy or let us know that it's good for us or whatever. And this sign was God saying, "This is my beloved Son, and I am so proud of him." But how is it important for all of us to be called a child of God? A God who loves us and made us members of his family. That's the one of the most important things that we can do as people, is to trust God and to understand the Bible and study the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. You know, there's a little part of the wisdom of Solomon that we don't much look at or talk about or even study. It's called the Song of Solomon. And in the Song of Solomon, in chapter 6, verse 9, it says, "My dove, my perfect one, is unique." So go back to the Genesis story of Noah. What did he do after they were there in the flood for over 40 days? He sent out a dove. And it was the perfect one. The dove returned. And then he sent out a dove again. And then the dove finally returned with an olive branch in his mouth, signifying to them that land was close by. And that was a wonderful sign of God, that he was saving the world from the destruction of a flood. You see, he saves us from the destruction of sin. And we're going to sin. We're born sinners. We call that we come into this world with original sin because we come from the line of Adam and Eve, and sin entered in, and we were born into sin. Adam and Eve was in the garden, and they're challenged with procreation. But when sin entered in, all of their offspring then became filled with sin, and they had to make choices in their life. So when God sent us a sign that he is coming in the flesh to deliver us from all sin and showing us how to live, that's the most beautiful thing I think about the scriptures and about the stories of God. Because God loved us so much that we can have a personal relationship with him. And how can that be? Well, Father, I know I'm a sinner, and I know I need a Savior, and I know that you came to save creation, and I want to be saved. Come into my life and be Lord over it, and I accept you as my Lord. Then all your sins are forgiven. Does that mean you'll never sin again for the rest of your life? No, because we're human. Things happen, and we do things. But there's one thing that is so important, especially in our day and time, is to repent. And that all simply means that when you sin, repent and ask God to forgive you. And make that relationship. It's a wonderful thing to be able to know that you can be forgiven. Because once you are forgiven of that particular sin, then it's cast into the deepest of the sea, never to be remembered again. Oh yeah, now you could go and get it, bring it out, and look at it and use it to share with somebody that how you were overcome by that sin for the glory of God. And then it goes back into the deepest of the sea, never to remember again. You know, life is It's wonderful. Life is challenging. Life is wonderful, and it's wonderful good. But you know, the one who created us is the one who teaches us. So Jesus said, when I go home to be with the Father, I'm going to send one greater than I. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the one that helps keep us straight. Accept him into your life today and better understand what it means to be a child of the living God. Well, I hope and pray that you're having a good day, and we'll hope to see you in church sometime soon. We know that Noah had a birthday this past week because we saw it on Facebook. So we want to send Noah Henderson a special happy birthday. God bless.